Swing low, sweet chariot,
coming for to carry me home.
Swing low, sweet chariot,
coming for to carry me home.
Building, welcoming you to another episode of Gimme the Mic, Raw and Unrehearsed. Yo, what's going on, man? It's been a busy few weeks for me, man. I want to let all y'all know that my grandfather, Harvey Jackson, passed away a few weeks ago. We've done the funeral and everything, and I've just been trying to get all of my thoughts together, man, about how I feel about, you know, all the circumstances that surrounded my grandfather and his latter days and him passing. You know, there's a lot of feelings that I have about that, and, you know, ranging from, you know, hurt to, you know, anger. So a lot of things, a lot of emotions in there. And what I decided to do, because I've been, you know, going day by day, trying to figure out, you know, okay, I want to talk about this, but I want to honor my grandfather. You know, I don't want to just be talking. I want to honor my grandfather with what I'm saying, you know, and try to, you know, somehow stand up in what I'm feeling, if you know what I mean. You know, I'm sure I'm not the only person who's lost somebody who's very close to them. So let me just say this. Let me give you a little background. My grandfather is like a father. He was like a father to me, you know what I mean? In the truest sense of the words, you know, without my grandfather, I don't know if I would have known my father. You know, he went out of his way, you know, along with my mother's agreement to take me to visit my father on multiple occasions. He made sure that I was around to see my father. He would come, he would get me, bring me back to his home, and made sure that I saw and knew my father. And I'm almost positive that had he not put in that effort, I know I wouldn't have known anything of my father. So he became my pseudo-father. So much so that, you know, near the end of his life, he just called me son. You know, he tell me that I'm not his grandson. I'm a son to him. And that you know, that meant a lot to me. I ain't got that, you know, there's just no other way to say it. It meant a lot to me. But my grandfather taught me a lot of things without sitting me down at a school lesson. He taught me by the way he lived. My grandfather served in the military. My grandfather was the husband of one wife his entire life. My grandfather preached in the Church of Christ as a pastor and an evangelist for nearly 45 years of his life. He gave to the ministry, and he was fervent about his ministry. And, you know, the things that strike me about him is that all of his children died before him. You know, his firstborn died in a car accident when he was just 19 years old, when the child was 19 years old. My father died in the prison of cancer. My father was a drug addict, alcoholic, still a good man, but he was a drug addict and alcoholic, so he couldn't participate in life as he should because the drugs and the alcohol stole it from him. You see what I mean? He made the decision, and the drugs and alcohol did what they do. You know what I mean? So my Uncle Donnie, the same fate met him. He died of cancer also. He was also into drugs, into alcohol. Both of them spent numerous times in the jail, you know. And then my grandfather had a stillborn. His wife, of course, had a stillborn child. And I decided to ask my grandfather one day. I said, "Granddaddy, how in the world did you handle that? How did you handle that? Because, man, you were preaching the gospel. You were up and down the road, a man of faith, a man who was determined to serve God. And you were up and down the road. How did you handle that, man? How did you handle the emotions of the moment to see your son give his life away to all of that? And to see your other son killed in a car accident, have a son born still. I mean, all of these things happen to you. How do you say you still love God, man? I mean, I'm just trying to keep it real. And my grandfather leaned back in his chair, and all he would say to me is, "Son, God is the one who takes, and he's the one who gives. It's all about his will, not mine." And I'm going to tell y'all something. I took issue with that. He's the man. I took issue with it. I'm the young guy that don't know nothing at that point in my life. I knew something, but to what he knew, I didn't know anything. But I had a problem with that. Because I became offended for him. Because I felt like, what do you mean? God's will. How do you say that your son's dying in a prison is God's will? How do you equate that in your mind, granddaddy? So I said to God, "God, how you have a servant out here working hard for you and let all of these things happen to him? How you do that? I don't understand. I don't comprehend that. And no one on this planet can get me to believe that it was my father's destiny to die in the jail unfulfilled. That is not God's plan for you to die unfulfilled. That ain't God's plan for nobody to die unfulfilled." So I took issue with it. And I felt like my granddaddy should have fought a bit more. But I didn't understand him well enough. But I finally get it. Sometimes in life, you face certain circumstances that you just don't understand. You just don't get it. You can't rationalize it. You can't figure out, how could this happen to me? You can't figure it out. No matter how much you say it, you can't figure it out. The answer doesn't seem to come. And when that happened to my grandfather, I assume he just said, "Well, God gives and he takes." Because he couldn't find anything else in him to help him understand why it was happening to him. My grandfather was a great man, ministered to thousands of people, thousands, y'all. Loved my grandmother with everything he had. He lived to take care of that woman and preach the gospel. That was my grandfather. And I wanted to be like him. I wanted to love my wife like he loved my grandma. And in turn, I wanted my wife to love me like my grandmother loved my grandfather. I wanted those things. I wanted to be able to provide for my wife and for my family and my children. Because that's what my grandfather did. You never went in his house and he didn't have food. You never went somewhere and he didn't have money. You never saw him where he didn't have a job. You never saw him where he didn't have a car to take his family where he needed. You never saw him where he didn't have what he needed for his family. You never saw him like that. He sacrificed. He did all kinds of things to take care of his family. And I said, okay, I want to be like that too. I want to be like that too. So I'm still working on it, y'all. And I think I'm doing pretty good. I think I'm doing outstanding, frankly. But you know something? I want to say this, y'all. Somebody mentioned when I told them the story of my grandfather. Somebody mentioned Job to me. And I didn't really say anything. And I'm going to talk about this some other time, but I'm going to tell you this right here, right now, so that I'm clear about this Job thing. My grandfather gave his life to the ministry and lost all of his children. And he never got them back. He lost his money and his house. He lost the ability to be able to take care of his wife. And he never got them back. Let me be clear here. Job lost 7 sons and 3 daughters. He lost all of his animals that he had. But let's be clear. Job got them all back. God blessed Job with 7 more sons and 3 more daughters, doubled all that he had in his land. He doubled it all. That's not what happened with my grandfather. But that's okay. My grandfather was okay with it. And I'm going to tell y'all the truth right now. I'm becoming okay with it. I'm just keeping it real for y'all. I want to say right now that I love my grandfather and I love him forever. He'll forever be an example to me, and I will forever strive to be the soldier and warrior that he was for the kingdom of God. And let me tell you something. My grandfather, Harvey Jackson, my grandfather was a real lapper. My grandfather was a true lapping dog. Y'all hear me? A true lapping dog. This is your man, Lynn, in the building, the Day Jesus Spoke hiphop.com. Y'all keep it locked. Keep praying for me, man. And listen, this is how I work through, folks. I'm going to tell you this, then I'm gone. I was so frustrated with everything with my grandfather and him passing. The only thing I could do was praise God. I ain't lying. This is the only thing I could do, because I have nothing good to say, y'all. I just praised God. And it helped me keep moving forward, y'all. If you out there and you listening to this right here, and you going through a situation where you lost a loved one, I'm telling you, don't try to rationalize it. Just praise God. Don't praise him because your loved one's gone. Praise him because that's the only thing that can keep you and help you to move forward in your life. Y'all know what I'm saying? It's your man, Link. Keep it locked. The Day Jesus Spoke hiphop.com. I love y'all, man. Keep praying for me. I'm out of here. Peace. Time and time again, you still stay the same. No change, no rearrange. Time and time again, Lord, oh Jesus. And what do I see? People are dying.
children a cry, trying to find a love that will make them whole and fulfill their longing souls. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Each time they cry, bring tears to my eye. But you're the same God of yesterday, so you can work out any situation today. Yeah, yeah. But some people don't understand. Forevermore, you'll still be the great I am. That I am omnipotent, omniscient. Yes, that man. So me want to spread your word around the land. I say, time and time again, Lord, you still stay the same. You not change, you not rearrange again. Time and time again.